Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again today for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our very successful Tuesday flagship show. I'm always excited to be with you all on Tuesday morning. And today is the first episode of 2026. So it's kind of exciting when you think about that we're starting off a brand new year. And so my guest today is Courtney Koenig. I was a guest on her show last year. And you can find that episode on our website if you want to go and learn a little bit more about her and what she does. But she has just rebranded her very successful coaching business, and she's calling her rebrand the ROI of Peace. And her area of expertise centers around the concept of human design. And this is a very, very popular subject right now. There's a lot of people that I know that talk about human design, that use human design in their own business. I have colleagues in the retreat industry who do this on retreat. And so what we're going to talk about today is kind of the science behind human design. And because this is the start of a new year, this might be an episode that you want to bookmark and come back to, because this could be something that you might want to look at as you're mapping out your goals and your vision and everything for this new year coming up. So thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Allison, I'm so excited to be here together again. Yeah. And having you on my podcast was amazing. It was fun to read your human design chart and hear about your story.
Yeah, amazing. So why don't we start with, why don't you tell my audience a little bit about you and your work? Mm-hmm. I know I pretty much, said that you just rebranded, so you've had this brand new launch. And it's not like you're starting over. You're a seasoned coach. You've been doing this for a while, but you just kind of were reading the tea leaves and saw the direction that your business was going, which I think a lot of people are doing right now.
Yeah, it's been really great. So the ROI of Peace came out of this desire to accelerate my podcast. Mm-hmm. My podcast has been one of my favorite things.
Mine too.
With women. Yeah. Oh, isn't it?
I know. It's great. Love it.
I love it. It's so good. And so I had started working with Reignite Media to amplify my podcast. And we were talking about the name of the podcast and making some changes. And I just felt like, as we were on this journey, that the story that I want to tell is all about peace, you know? When we look at the metric markers for a business, right, of marketing and sales and all those things, we forget that there's another metric that's even more important. It's peace.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
Peace is a real return on investment.
Right.
And so that just, that seed, as we started talking about this new brand for the podcast, I was like, I actually think that needs to be the new brand for the whole thing, you know?
I love it. You're kind of like, reading the tea leaves a little bit, as I said, and seeing kind of, okay, what's the through line here is what I call it. What's the commonality in everything that I do? And it sounds like that's basically the work that you do with your clients. You kind of did the same thing on yourself.
Yes. Yeah, totally. And I gift my clients peace. And at the heart of that peace is really seeing, like, how are we sabotaging ourselves? What's the patterns that we're doing over and over again? And I have a system we identify what pattern that is. And then we look at their human design and we're like, okay, what are the gifts that you were born with? And how do we lean into those so that you can really accelerate in a way that's not pushing a boulder up a hill, but it's this feeling of, oh, I feel really good. I feel like at the heart of this is joy and happiness and peace, and that's really what we get to create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Because we're really in charge of whether or not we have peace. And I guess I just feel really inclined to kind of call that out a little bit, because I think for so many people, they're so quick to blame other people or circumstances or what's going on in the world or, what's happening in the political world or something. They're so quick to blame that for where they are and for their happiness or lack thereof. When really the whole time, what we need, everything that we need is always inside of us.
It is.
It is. Like for so many people, there's just a gap there. There's a lack of understanding and there's a lack of awareness around, owning that, and because that's the real work, is being okay with that in spite of the fact that the world might be on fire. It's deciding what we want it to mean for us.
Yeah. One of my clients I was talking to yesterday, she is going through a very difficult time. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I really feel like I'm in a dark place, And I don't feel like I'm qualified for what I'm doing. I don't feel like everything is hitting the fan, And she has been going through a lot personally. And I feel like that happens to each of us as business owners, that crap hits the fan. And I was telling her, I was like, you get to create light and hope in your life. You are actually in charge of that. So even though these are a dark situation and it's going to feel heavy, it's not going to feel like, all roses, but you get to create pockets of light in your life and you are in charge of that.
Yeah.
And having the tools, and we talked about some of the tools that she can, act on and to give her that hope and to give her that peace. And it really creates, we are creators of our own life and feelings.
100%. Yeah, 100%. So let's talk a little bit about what human design actually is. And it's like I said in the intro today, this is something I know a lot of people who coach on this, like you. I know a lot of people who talk about it in their messaging. I know colleagues in the retreat space that do this on retreat. But I also think there are a lot of people out there that don't really understand what it is. And for lack of a better way to say it, I think there are a lot of people that don't believe in it. So I'm just wondering if you could shed some light and kind of explain what it is and why we should care.
Yeah, totally. So one of my clients, she had a conference and I was at her conference and she was like, hey guys, I got my human design from Courtney. And she's like, I didn't quite believe, is this right? And I think that's what everybody feels like. It's kind of on the woo-woo side, right? And I love a good woo-woo, but I also love a good something that's practical too. So human design, is a personality test. And if you love the Enneagram, you're going to love human design 100 times more. It's so much more detailed. It's a puzzle system, basically taking the gifts that you were born with. How do you make decisions best? What's a sign that you're living in alignment? Yeah. What's a sign, a feeling that when things are off, there's all these layers to it.
Yeah.
Now it's based on your time, date, and place of birth, which is kind of the woo-woo part, So there's some astrology in it, and people are like, oh, are you a Virgo or a Sagittarius? So it's kind of something.
I know when you did mine, it was when I was on your show and you did mine, it was incredibly fascinating to me because not only was it spot on, from everything that when you were explaining it. But I have to be honest, I was one of those people in that camp going, I don't know how true this really is. This is just somebody's theory and idea. And while it's totally okay, I know a lot of people do it. Yes. I was really surprised how accurate it was.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? Yeah. That's a kind of fun part. It's like, how is this so right on? Totally. I've read thousands and thousands of people's charts all over the world. And they say that every single time they're like, wow, this is so me. This is so amazing. And the beauty of knowing ourselves, because oftentimes we have a blind spot for ourselves and our gifts,
We can't read the label inside the bottle. That's what my coach always says.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We're too inside it to see it. So it really helps us to have permission to see our gifts. And to use our gifts in a way that can bring about success and happiness personally and professionally in so much more ways. So one of my gifts is I have the gift of communication. And so when I found this out during the time, I was like, well, what could I do to utilize that gift? What would be fun to play around with that? And I thought about the podcast and I was like, well, maybe I'll do a podcast and see if this is fun. And if I would enjoy using my voice in this way. And it has been a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, I have listeners on every single continent.
Dang,
it's crazy.
I do too. Yeah. It's so freaky, isn't it? That you can do that and people all over the world can feel like they connect with you.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Love it.
So it's really something that when you're learning about your human design, it's like, I always teach, I'm like, here's the part of your human design and here's what we're going to do about it. It's never just like, oh, this is cool, but we're going to actually use this going forward, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so tell us then, like, what makes up the human design? Like, I know there are different types. You know I was the generator, which really, when you read that and explained it, I was like, yeah, that makes so much sense. It's almost like, and I don't mean to, like, I don't want to demean it at all, but
no.
but to some degree, it's sort of like when you know your horoscope. And there are a lot of people out there that don't believe in any of that. So let me just be upfront and say it's totally okay if someone's listening and they're like, yeah, I'm not for that. But I know what my horoscope, I'm a Taurus. And when you read the description of Taurus, that is me. So I just feel like, you know, you can make it mean what you want it to mean, but at the same time, it's very helpful information when you understand, like how you're wired and why you do things the way that you do. I think it does, you know, give you a sense of calm, you know, and it can hopefully remove, hopefully, negativity if you let it.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, exactly. It can remove that judgment and negativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we're in human design, the first place to start is your type. And your type is just like, what are the gifts that you have? How is your energy? You know, and there's five different types. And your type, you have a lot of energy. You are this go, go, go. And you also have the gift of like seeing how something can be better and better and better. So it's almost like this like inner desire.
Yeah.
And so like when my clients that are generators, I'm just like, we know we're going to get better and better. And that's what they're going to hone in
there's
on.
There's a sense in us that we literally live with our hair on fire to some degree. And that's a lot of reasons why I'm a redhead, because I live with my hair on fire, you know?
Yes. And you're going for it. Well, and then it gives you permission to be like, when you keep seeing things that can be better and better, you know the expectations, right? And you're not judging yourself for like, oh, this is, you know, I'm always looking for what's wrong with this situation. It's not that. It's like, oh, I'm looking for what's the possibilities can be, you know?
Right.
And so just
a state of being. Yeah, I think that's that's a mindset and it's a state of being. You can either look at a situation and say, okay, maybe that didn't work like I thought. What if I tried it this way versus, well, that's just not going to work. And I just don't know what I'm doing. And I'm just going to mail it in. You know, I think that's a mindset too.
Yeah. And it is all mindset. And what I really do appreciate about with human design is there's no questions that we had to answer in order to get to the result. You know?
Yeah. I love that too.
Yeah. It's just,
it's very simple.
It's very simple.
Like one of those things like, well, I don't really like that, but I can decide what I want it to mean, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. And it tells the brain too, because we haven't asked any questions. Our brains are always trying to find loopholes, right? Like, oh, like I took the Strength Finders and I've taken different tests and I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm really that, you know, because maybe I was hungry that day and I didn't answer the questions right. Or, you know, like our brains are trying to find loopholes for the gifts that we're born with. But when we look at human design, there's such an adaptation to be like, wait a second, I was born on this date and this is my chart. And therefore, these gifts are really mine. And I do believe that we're born at a certain place and a time for a reason.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a God thing. I believe in God. And so I believe we're here for a reason.
I don't believe in coincidences at all.
Yes.
There's really no accidents in life. And, you know, when something's put in front of us, we could say, well, it just fell in my lap. Like I hear people say that a lot.
Yeah.
But then there's also, well, what if it didn't just fall in your lap? What if it was supposed to fall in your lap? You know, so it's, but that's a mindset too.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the mindset of that abundance, you know, that things are working in our favor. And human design is another layer of manifestation. And how are we supposed to show up in the world? And what's the disconnect that we've been having throughout our lives, and how to get more back to these gifts of speaking or different. And then we're look at the other types. So you're a generator.
Right.
So you have lots of energy. There's another human design type that has lots of energy, and that's manifesting generators. But then we look at the other side of human design types, like me as a projector. And then there's a manifester and a reflector. And those types have ebbs and flows of energy. They're not always on.
Yeah, interesting.
So, yeah. And when I found out about myself, I was like, that is so good to know. I'm beating myself up for 40 years for not having energy like I see everybody else have, you know?
Yeah.
And I gave myself permission to, like, I take a nap every day and I have alone time, which is what my human design type needs. Mm-hmm. So it's just like really allowed me to validate my needs instead of judging them.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I just feel like for people listening, it's a way to help us assemble information, right? And it's in a way we're kind of being clinical about ourselves because we're gathering information and it's not a judgment. It's not like an absolute thing. So if you, like, for example, with me being a generator, you know, obviously I do have a lot of energy. I think I came out of the womb that way, you know, as a child. But it's like, I'm not married to that whole idea of what that means, because just because you have a lot of energy and you're going all the time doesn't mean that you don't have seasons of rest too. So I think you have control over what you want it to mean for you. And I want everyone listening to understand that it's not an absolute thing, but it is hopefully something that can help you better understand how you operate.
Yeah. And I think that understanding and then like all tools we get to develop, we get to use, and what feels good for us. So I think about like, even like a screwdriver, right? Like we have the hand on the screwdriver and we're powering it with our hands. And that's the same exact thing. And so I never think of tools as something that controls me. I think I control the tool and I'm in charge of what feels good. And
so I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body. This is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. Well, the tool is supposed to help you. It's supposed to help make it easier for you. It's supposed to help you navigate something that could potentially be challenging for you. It's not supposed to be like the miracle cure or the magic pill, you know? Yes. We have to assume that responsibility too.
Yeah. And there's work involved and there's like that feeling. And I think you're right on, especially one of the things I've noticed with entrepreneurs is that there's burnout, you know? People are so burnt out. They're so overworked, no matter what human design type they have.
Well, that's a mindset too. That's a
truth. Yes. Yeah, totally. And so it's recognizing like, well, like with you having a lot of energy, well, I think we even talked about this on the podcast.
I think
podcast,
we did too,
right?
On your show. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like pushing past that and ignoring your body because you're not a robot, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know, so it's recognizing, hey, these are my signs when I'm pushing past this. And burnout is never good, you know, for anyone.
Well, the work is always for us to be always evaluating. So when we understand what our human design is, we can evaluate better because we're like, well, that makes sense because I know I always tend to do this and that makes sense. But that doesn't mean that it holds me hostage. You know, it means that, okay, now I understand. So what is my next step going to be? Right.
Yes. Now I understand. Yeah. And that reflection and awareness is so crucial.
Totally.
In being a founder, you know,
yeah.
and recognizing, kind of blocking out what everybody else is saying and going internal and being like, how do I feel about this thing? Or how, what direction do I want to go in? I do very innovative things. So how I deliver my programs and my support to my clients is always super innovative. And people ask me, they're like, why, how did you come up with that? You know, like I do a lot of SaaS things and have my app that helps people bring in peace as well.
I love that. Yeah, you'll have to tell us a little bit more about that. So let's fast forward a little bit. It's the start of a new year.
Yes.
And, you know, the whole goal of understanding human design and how to make it work for us is to give us more peace.
Yes.
And I know with the state of the world the last several years, it's like this is something that I think people consistently search for. But I'll also say that we are completely capable of putting ourselves in a peaceful state. So I'm just wondering if you could speak to, you know, the different ways that once we understand our human design, or maybe if we don't, like how we could actually help ourselves do that. Because personally, I think that's a phenomenal way to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, totally. So in my system, I like to keep things simple. But I also like to keep things very consistent. And when we're trying to ignite peace in our life, we need consistent and we need simple. And so with my app and with my clients, we have simple peace practices that we do that are 2 to 3 minute peace practices throughout the day.
They either
tap into their somatic practices that are 2 or 3 minutes, because, you know, who has time to like visualize or do a meditation for a half hour, you know, like,
yeah. But like, I mean, the simpler you can keep it, the better.
Yeah, totally. So, and then there's little human design ways that are simple reflections of like, how can I integrate my human design even more to have peace? What are we doing to do that? And then we look at the, what's interfering with our sabotaging, patterns and do a simple 2 to 3 minute visualization to recenter. So to me, it's not about doing like something once a week or even once a day. It's about doing little somatic resets all throughout the day, just a few to help recenter and bring in that peace, because peace is an investment. And when we invest in things, it's not just a one-time thing, you know,
like we said from the beginning, it is a mindset. It's a decision.
Yes.
And a choice to be there. And the real work is deciding that you're going to be there in spite of everything around you being chaotic, right? Because
yes.
How much, I mean, there's a lot of that in the world today. You know, there's a lot of that, you know, you don't have to look very far to see examples of that.
No.
And I think a lot of people get stuck in the victim mindset that everything outside of me has to be better before I feel better. And, you know, the reality is that it starts with us. We can make that decision in spite of the fact that things outside of us maybe don't make sense.
Yeah. And we all go through super horrible, tragic things.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that there's not this heaviness of that load. It's also to say that the beauty of the things that we get to control is us, you know, and how we're showing up. And that's a journey, of course, you know,
100%.
But I also feel like it brings so much hope to be like, wait a second. I get to still create peace every single day, and I can create it in here. And it's not a reflection of what I'm carrying. It's not a reflection of what's going on the outside. It's a reflection of having a stable source of peace in here and utilizing that and tapping into that every few hours, you know?
Yeah.
To realign.
Totally.
Because, it's hard to get off.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's just, we're creatures of habit, and we tend to do the same things and we operate in the same programs. And really at the end of the day, to me, my feeling is, you know, when we have a better understanding of our human design and how we're wired and how we do things, not only can that help give us more clarity and awareness, which in turn can help give us more peace, right? It can actually help us, I don't want to say change our identity, because that's probably a pretty strong statement, but it can help us become more at peace with where we are so that we can expand our capacity, right? And we can expand our ability to be able to create more in our life.
Yeah, and exactly. Because creativity is fostered in good feelings, you know? Mm-hmm. And like problem solving is fostered in good feelings.
Yeah, because we don't get creative when we're stressed out. We don't see the solutions, right? When we're stressed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or when we're upset or bothered about something, it's like, we're like, no, that won't work. That won't work. That won't work.
Right.
So we're in a more peaceful state. We're going to see more options.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And one of the things that has really taught me this concept of seeing that possibility is I have MS. And with MS, I always feel this level of sickness all the time and dizziness. And it's really taught me that I have control over feeling either more anxious or feeling less anxious. So like when I go into a setting like the conference I went to, I was like, there's a lot going to be going on, you know, and stuff like that. But I want to be supportive to my client. But I was like, it's okay. I can do this. Mm-hmm. I have the capabilities and I'm going to use the tools that I have, but I'm going to believe in myself. You know, I'm going to believe that I am good to do this, that I'm good to do whatever comes to me.
Yeah.
And that in itself opens up the possibility for all the other things that are coming my way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that, and like you said, it all brings us back to finding that state of peace. So to kind of circle back to what we started with, when we talk about an ROI, the return on investment, it's like, you know, give us a few like tips or ideas. I always like people to walk away with something tangible that they can use on what the ROI of peace actually does for us, especially from a self-care perspective.
Yeah, I think this idea that we get to have a return on investment that's not a metric that we've ever thought about, you know, that in itself is the first step, you know? So I would say really evaluate, you know, for the listeners, like really evaluate, where am I finding peace in my life daily? Not just like weekly or monthly, you know, like where am I really bringing that in? And it could be, I could bring that in better through connection, you know? I could, one of the things I do personally is take a walk outside every day. That just sets me up for so much good. And it doesn't take very long either, you know? Just a little jaunt, walk around the block. And I talk to friends, you know? I listen to good podcasts. I listen to good music, you know? Like, things that you can really take into your life of like, where can I infuse peace more into my life? And then I think that just noticing like, okay, I get to be in charge of choosing something on my peace list. You can even make a peace list of like things.
I love that peace list.
Pull in peace into your life and do things on a regular, routinely, daily basis that bring in the peace and keep it short and simple. It doesn't have to be over. Whenever we think something's going to be hard or it's going to take a long time, it's harder. It takes a long time.
Yeah, because we're assigning a thought to it that has a lot of meaning.
Yes.
We're assigning significance to the fact that, well, that's hard. Well, if we think it's kind of like, you know, when I was working in fitness full time and when I would, you know, teach my clients, like when they would always ask me, well, you know, how do I know if I'm working hard enough? You know, like, cause, you know, there's a lot of data out there about like target heart rate and numbers, and everyone's wearing monitors now. And they're like, well, my heart rate only got to this or whatever. And I mean, we want an absolute value for it. And one of the things I would always say, and I still say this to the few clients that I still work with today, well, let me ask you a question. How hard did you think you were working? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I was really working hard. Well, then you probably were. So it's like, it's the same thing. It's like, if you tell yourself it's going to be hard, it's going to be hard.
Yes.
If you tell yourself, you know what, this is challenging, but I'm going to figure it out. Then you're going to figure it out.
Yeah, totally. Well, it was funny because I've been lifting weights for the last few years.
Yep.
Love it so much.
Yep.
And I went up on a weight and it was shoulder presses.
Uh-huh.
So I went up on a weight and I was like, oh gosh, can I do this? And I thought, and that thought came to me, and it comes to everybody. I think like when we're challenged with this new level, can I do this? But anyway, I was like, let's just try it. What's the worst that can happen? It might be difficult because you're going up on more weight, but it doesn't mean you haven't trained for this moment and your body's ready. So let's try it, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was fun.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Same thing.
I will try it and I'll figure it out. It's that's always my go-to thought. So,
yes. And that thought is so great. And so I think really identifying like, how can we bring peace into our to our lives and writing a little list and doing something.
I love one or two things. List. That's so
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So, that's yeah.
So, good. So maybe for people listening, that could be like a helpful tip that they can walk away with since we're starting yes. a brand new year, right?
Yes. Yeah. yeah. And if, and we really are in charge of our peace and we're really in charge of that happiness. And
totally.
But it takes 100%. Work. It takes
yeah, it is work.
Time.
You
yeah, know?
It's not just a pie in the sky. Oh, everything's going to be fine as long as yes. I think positive. It's not that.
Yeah.
But it's deciding that you're going to be at peace in spite of the fact that everything around you doesn't make sense.
Yes. And looking at other people and saying, oh, well, their lives are easier. Their things are going well for them. So, of course, they're happy. No, it's just not that way. Everybody's
going
through
it. No, it's not. It's a decision.
Yes.
It's a decision. There's plenty of things that go on every day around me that I don't like. But I just don't let it. I just don't let it keep me down. It's not worth it.
No, it's not.
Because then you're assigning too much power to something else. And why would you do that?
Yes. And I have realized, I'm like, I don't want to be like someone who looks back on my life and is like, wow, I just didn't feel, I just wasn't feeling it, or things didn't work out for me
right,
or whatever,
right,
you know,
right.
I didn't have this experience or, and I'm like, no, I'm going to create what I want to feel and what I want to do.
That's right.
And everything comes from in here.
Well, it starts with ownership. It starts with saying, I'm going to do something different.
Yes. Yeah. So just deciding. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a really great place.
So any parting words, like any like what I always like to ask my guests before we wrap up is, I'm thinking about the person listening who maybe is really being inspired by this conversation. Hopefully a lot of people listening are. Well, in fact, I know they are. But I'm thinking about the person who maybe just needs a little encouragement, maybe just needs a little tip, a little something that they can walk away with. We talked about the peace list, but what's like your best piece of advice that you could offer?
Yes, I think the best piece of advice that I could offer is really believing in yourself, believing that the possibilities are available to you. Possibilities of having whatever goals or dreams you want, especially with this new year. It's such a time where we think about
totally.
Possibilities and dreams. And I feel like that purpose that's placed on your heart is there for a reason. And so you get to fan it and fuel it.
Yeah.
And you're qualified enough to have exactly what you want just because you want it, you know? And so whether it's health or it's a relationship or it's finances or whatever it is, you know? Really feel the possibility and fuel that feeling every single day that I want this and I am going to have it, and feel the feeling and nurture that feeling. And again, it comes back to doing peaceful things to help you feel worthy of having that very thing.
Love that. I love that. Yeah. So how can people connect with you? Like, I know you have an app now that you know, that you can share with people. So give us all the goods.
Yes, totally, totally. So first place would be to get your human design chart.
I would definitely recommend anyone listening to do that.
Yes, totally. And we'll have the links in the show notes and stuff like that too. So you can get your link on there. I have a really wonderful mastermind community where we meet often and we work with the app and we have a community, because community means everything, right?
Yeah, right.
It's like coming together and like, hey, we're all in this together. And so we rally around each other. So that's another great place. And then my podcast too, which you're on, which was amazing. So
yeah, which the name of it is, tell our audience how they can find it.
The ROI of Peace.
Okay. And it's on Spotify and Apple.
Yep. Spotify, Apple, YouTube. Yep. Totally.
Okay. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for making time to come and share your genius with us today. It's so appropriate for the beginning of the year.
Oh, thank you, Allison, so much for having me. This has been amazing. I love your vibe and I just love our connection and friendship.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Absolutely. So folks out there listening, we covered a lot of ground in this episode. So being that it's the start of the new year, I'm not going to sit here and tell you about like goal setting and New Year's resolutions and all of that. But what if this year it could be as simple as giving yourself the ROI of peace? So you can find the links to how to connect with Courtney in the show notes. The ROI of Peace is her podcast. You can look for that on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. I would really recommend that you go check out a few episodes. Her interviews are really cool. You actually get to do your human design and then she reads it to you on the episode, which makes it really cool. So And if you know someone in your world who you think this conversation would really help, I would really recommend and ask you to copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me. Do it right now or when you're finished listening. And if you like, you can do that. You can actually reach out and write to me. You can connect with me on my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner. And just write to us, and we will take care of it for you if you will tell us where you would like it to go. This is one of the ways that we've been able to build such an amazing worldwide audience. We have people following us all over the globe, which blows my mind every day, especially when I think about the fact that I had no idea what I was doing when I started my podcast, and here we are almost 7 years later. It's hard to believe. So, but just know that we're grateful for all of you, whether you're listening to me today for the first time, or whether this is the very, you know, or whether you've been following us for the duration. We appreciate all of you. So thank you. This is Allison Kaczkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care, wishing you a very happy new year, and we will see you next time. Bye.